Remember too, that Tesla's anti-war machine is simply a mechanistic version of the Wall of Light. It does not pretend to replace the supreme power of God. But God is not a dictator. He does not force his will upon mankind. We are free to make mistakes, and if we are wise, we must learn by our mistakes. A good master never follows his workers around, telling them what to do and what not to do. On the other hand, a bad master does nothing else. Not trusting himself, he has no real love or trust for others. This kind is a coward, and he even enlists the aid of teachers, doctors, newspapers, and many other means, to assist him in his nefarious practice of enslaving the human mind through dictatorship. This kind of tyranny exists in virtually every part of the world today, and it is a well-known fact that the forces of darkness are especially proud of the inroads they have made in destroying family love and harmony. Divine love does not direct his disciples to follow certain lines of thought, or point out to them certain ideas, which they must absorb. The disciple must at all times use his or her discrimination, within the limits set by divine law, and must through his own efforts learn to handle only the type of energy which will increase his working knowledge of divine powers, and how to apply such power, by allowing himself to be used as a lens, through which God shines his power, by means of the cosmic ray. Over the years, many disciples have been sufficiently alert to apply ideas which they learned from Tesla, for disciples range far and wide in their search for truth, striving to recognize it and greeting it with joy when they find it. The mystic or the devotee usually makes the mistake of searching for truth only in nice but innocuous books, respectable surroundings, and sanctimonious environments. Therefore, it has not occurred to many persons to look into the findings of an electrical scientist like Tesla to confirm the truths put forward by Christ. Tesla's scientific knowledge was four-dimensional. He believed in the spiritual nature of the universe and acted on the principle that all is governed by immutable law, that intelligence is present at every point in so-called space and can be acted upon through the power of thought. He astounded the scientific world by saying, in the year 1934, that a wall of light, invisible and impregnable, could be built around a nation. Its power to withstand any impact would be greater than that of any physical substance known to man, he said. Tesla was using thought dynamically to establish this wall of light from out of the very atmosphere in which we live, move and have our being. He called this invisible substance intelligent energy, which could be thought into existence. He knew that thought was creative. Building this wall was not a supernatural feat, for we were dealing with energy. I had already learned to draw this wall of light around myself, therefore it was not an impossibility to conceive of a wall of light around a home. Everybody has an atmosphere, or electrical field, and the atmosphere in which we live is filled with invisible atoms. The center of these atoms is the intelligence which keeps the electrons revolving around it like the planets around the sun, in an orderly fashion, according to law. The pattern of the atoms changes with changing thoughts. With the above understanding, we visualize the wall of light around our homes and their environs. We conceive of the outer surface as sending forth charges of electrical energy which will act as a repellent and result in completely discouraged distrust. It's all a matter of believing. The first step, therefore, is to know that God does exist, that he loves all people, and that he does have the power to command the electronic substance to surround you and remain permanently invulnerable to all that is not of the light. The process of manifesting the wall or tube of light is simple. It requires no money, no special equipment, no college degrees. It does, however, require a certain amount of practice, for one must be in tune with divine being. As with all true prayer, one must be undisturbed and without the least doubt. Doubt is the one great thing which will prevent the manifesting of the wall of light. Two or more persons should be able to be in tune with each other, and with God. For when two or more are gathered together in his name, he is right there with you. Then focus your attention upon your own inner self, the divine presence within your own beating heart. If you are in tune with the divine, you will visualize a great tube, or wall, of invisible electronic light gathering about you, or, and, your nation. There is no limit to the bounds of its protection. Think great, and it will be as you think. Never limit the power of God. The power of man, depending on his own limited power, is not great, but when we build the wall of light, it is not us, we are only the instrument, used by divine power. To be effective, we must be willing, and to be willing we must believe, otherwise there will be no good results. It was perfect faith, knowing the power of God, which enabled Joshua to destroy the walls of Jericho, by the means of sound, the power of thought. Read that story in the Bible, Book of Joshua, chapter 6. No doubt, sometime in the future, when chaotic conditions have cleared, every child will be properly instructed in the true and simple understanding of the power of God, instead of the sometimes foolish man-made religions, which hoggy our spiritual progress, to say little of our material being. Meanwhile, of course, every effort should be made to cease misqualifying the pure thoughts, or the reflection of divine power, as it leaves your heart. In other words, refrain from getting mad at yourself and the world around you, leave off all worry, cast out all fear. If your favorite worrying subject is lack of money, then use the thinking power that has wasted in worry in realizing that all supply is created by the Creator. This forms a magnetic focus for supply and it will flow in naturally, but remember that doubt will immediately cause loss of power. God knows your every need, and if the need is worthwhile, from the divine point of view, more than the need will be supplied. Christ said we do not receive an answer supply, because we ask wrongly. Cultivate an abiding faith in God, not simply because you want something, but from pure love, and you will find your outer world swinging into a wonderful new orbit of harmony. Remember that if you need special help at any instant of the day or night to solve any problem, you should call on power of God. You will get an immediate response, even though you may not recognize the energy form in which it comes to you. And when you gaze at the skies overhead on a clear night and see an apparent star shoot suddenly through the heavens, know that it might be a flight of cherubim speeding forth on some cosmic errand. Would there be any harm to think we recognize them, acknowledge, and bless them, and believe we will receive their blessing in return? In the near future, more and more of these vehicles will become visible in the skies. Remember that at present all spaceships and space people can use the tube of light at any time to make themselves invisible. As Earth people themselves learn to form and use the wall of light, they will develop a consciousness which will make them fit companions for space visitors. End.